Well, you just leave just a little bitty space on there where, and you just clean that, you know, just drawer or anything in, you know, you just, I think I've got a set of old scrapes out there somewhere, but I don't know where they're at. And then that makes it easy to plow, you know, when you get that done. They usually hoe it thin, hoe it, thin it. Mm-hmm. And then you start your plowing, what they call a buzzard wing sweep, and start plowing. Next time plow the set of larger sweeps and keep on until you get up to about a 16 or 18 inch sweep. And that's the way we'd plow the cotton. Of course, corn, well, we'd use a little different system. We use, well, a bull tongue is a plow with a, it's just a solid plow, and they're usually 3 or 4 inches wide. And we'd plow with that maybe the first time, and then use some 8-inch shovels the next time, maybe a heel sweep. And then we'd lay it by. We'd plow it 3 or 4 times and lay it by. But we never did have no machinery like they've got now. I was visiting my sister and her man. He had 350 acres in crop, just himself, you know. Well, here, a family, 20 or 25 acres, you know, was usually about what a family, something like that. You hardly ever found over 30 acres of crop.
It's probably all you could work.
It's just about all you could get to, you know. You had to do it all the hard way, you know, just. But
did you grow oats? Or
yeah, we'd grow oats. Uh-huh. Yeah, we'd sow oats, and that was something that would come on pretty early, you know, and then maybe we could get them off and plant something else there. You know, you could plant two crops that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd grow oats.
How about hay? Would you explain how you harvest the hay? You must have had quite a bit of hay, didn't you?
Yeah, we had quite a bit of hay. Well, we did have mowing machines, you know, just, of course, we, like I said, we didn't have tractors and those long sickles like they've got now, you know. They cut down a great big field in a half a day, you know, now. But we had about a 5.5, I guess, something like that, foot sickle. And you pulled it by mules, you know, pulled the mower with mules. But we cut it down and raked it with mules, had rakes, you know. And
now those rakes were pretty good sized machinery, right?
Yeah,
were things like just like this.
Yeah, they had there's about, I believe they're, most of them were about 10 feet wide, you know, and had big wheel. It was all iron, you know, but they were light, and then they had fingers. Steel fingers, you know, that drug back there, and had a lever you could dump, you know, when you got that full end under there, hay.
I see.
Well, you could dump it. Some, they got them to where you could just kick a deal, and that'd put a thing out there and a wheel of some cogs turning around there, and that would dump it. But the old timer, you used a lever. You shoved one over that lever and back. Then we had a baler, had a horsepower baler, and we'd either have to haul that hay up to the wagon or to the baler, or use what they call a bull rake that run on the ground and had long fingers. And you work two mules to it, but they're about 12, 15 feet apart, your mules was. And the hay come in between them, you know, and filled it up.